Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, July 28, 2021. The Philippine Health Department sees no need yet for a lockdown despite rising COVID-19 cases in Metro Manila. The Octa Research Group had proposed a two-week lockdown to reverse what it said was the early stages of a Delta variant-driven surge. But Health Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere says they're not just looking at transmission rates but also at healthcare capacity. And right now, she says, Metro Manila is still at moderate risk. The Philippines logged 7,186 new infections Tuesday, the highest since June 13. The International Monetary Fund maintained its 2021 economic growth forecast for the Philippines. It remains at 5.4%, still below government's target range of a 6-7% growth. For 2022, the IMF sees the local economy growing 7%. As for the ASEAN 5, composed of Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, the IMF lowered its growth forecast for the region to 4.3% from the previous 4.9%. The IMF said new COVID-19 outbreaks in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand have dampened recovery prospects for the region. A senator calls on the Philippine government to apologize to Heidelin Diaz for tagging her as a destabilizer. Back in 2019, Chief Presidential Legal Counsel Salvador Panelo showed a matrix consisting of individuals allegedly plotting to oust President Rodrigo Duterte. The list included Diaz, who denied any involvement. Panelo now denying ever linking the weightlifter to the supposed plot. For Senator Richard Gordon, Malacanang should just admit it made a mistake. Diaz's golden performance in Tokyo also earns her a promotion in the Philippine Air Force. Diaz was promoted to the rank of Staff Sergeant. The Air Force cites her remarkable achievements in the field of sports and for bringing glory to the Philippines. Diaz joined the Air Force in 2013 and is currently a part of its Civil Military Operations Group. And the Philippines assured of a second medal in the Tokyo Olympics. Boxer Nesty Peteso conquered Colombia's Yenny Castaneda in the quarterfinals of the women's featherweight division. By booking a spot in the semis, Peteso is assured of at least a bronze medal. This will be the first time that the Philippines will have multiple medals in the Olympics since 1932. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.